The portal is popping. Let's get it.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're live, like we always are, Sunday night to talk about the portal that is popping for Auburn, going on a little run, getting several positions of need, and another big one tonight. And I have with me Taylor Korn and Daryl Dapprich ready to talk about it. We'll get into that in just a second, but before we really get kicked off, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code TNRCasino for a 300% deposit in the casino and next round for a 50% deposit bonus just on any other deposit. So definitely take your big winnings from the casino, hit the sports book, bet any way you like. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. Guys, Auburn's going on a run this weekend. It was quiet for a while. I say a while. The portal opened on Monday, and it took us a while to get our first commit. But once it happened, they started coming in. Auburn's, I think, added four new players to the roster. Jackson Arnold, the big one, Xavier Chaplin, Darrell Robinson, a really intriguing running back, and then our punter. Is it Hudson? Hudson? Cack, I'm scared to say the last name, but transfer from Oklahoma State. Just overall, what's your thoughts just in general as far as all the pickups and the momentum? Taylor, how are you feeling so far?
I feel good. I think leading into it, I think it was last Sunday, one of the questions that we were posed with was, besides quarterback and offensive line, what do you think is most important to target in the portal? And the way that the question was presented, we obviously all knew that quarterback and offensive line were the two biggest concerns heading into next season. And we're chipping away at that problem.
Yes.
So I feel good. I feel good. I think everyone is a little bit impatient, including myself, because, you know, you want immediate fulfillment from the portal. But I feel good about the direction that we're headed. And considering what Hugh Freeze is coaching for next season, I feel like he's going to make some very calculated decisions, because he's got to win some football games next year.
No doubt. Dap, how you feeling, my man?
Well, I tell you, of course, the quarterback's the one that's going to get all the publicity, but the offensive tackle from Virginia Tech that signed 2 or 3 hours ago is so crucial. And Auburn's number one target besides a quarterback. He was the best tackle in the portal. He's a left tackle, which obviously when you have a right-handed throwing quarterback is crucial. I love the running back. I love him so much that from now on, instead of Daryl, I want you guys to call me Darrell in honor of that. We're going to switch it up. I like Hardy. Don't get me wrong. I watched him. We watched him live at ULM. But what I liked about Robinson, similar stats, but I like Robinson's size, 6'1", 200, a little bit of a bigger back, which I really like how that goes with Cobb and Alston and Henderson. There's a couple of combinations of thunder and lightning there, which I like a lot. So very excited about what Auburn's done to this point so far. I really liked running back, wanted Auburn to get running back. Tackle and quarterback, no-brainer as far as areas of need. And so to this point, I think – to me, and Kyle and Taylor, you guys can speak to this, it looks like whoever Auburn kind of targeted, maybe other than Singleton, didn't leave without putting pen to paper. And that's what I like about this to this point.
For sure. Calculated. Daryl, Darrell, you don't really love Darrell unless I get a picture of you shirtless with a Letterman's jacket on. That's what you have. That's how you show your love for Darrell Robinson. That was in his commitment.
If you ever want somebody else to view, that would be great if this show was audio only, but if you ever want someone to view this show again, that will not be happening.
Fair point. Yo, Dap, got a super chat. Yo, Dap, appreciate you going on my guy Nick's show from Bubba and Old Man Auburn Sports Talk. So there you go. Everybody loves Dap, and so do I, obviously. And so does Darrell Robinson. I bet he does, regardless. Even if you haven't met yet, he will. Look, obviously, Auburn, the talk is the quarterback. And I think we all kind of talked before this show. We expected a lot more maybe division, maybe even some negativity, just because I think everybody was kind of had their mind made up that it would be – the quarterback would be someone that's proven. You know, you're going to have a Cam Ward that's – thrown for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns and all this kind of stuff, and you get Jackson Arnold. I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on just your, you know, quick. How do you feel about Jackson Arnold? I know it kind of seems like it's a gamble, but he's got some really good tools. What's your thoughts on that, Daryl? Let's sit with you first. Give me your best take on Jackson Arnold and hopefully his future as an Auburn Tiger.
I think one of the things you need to do when you start evaluating these things is, and there's an initial gut reaction about players that are in the portal that you really like or really want. And that's just an emotional decision. And I was very high on Malik Murphy. I felt like Steve Sarkisian wanted him. I looked at the stats. But then the last two or three days, I started to do a deeper dive on Arnold. And it's not just about his ceiling. We keep hearing that over and over again. I like his floor, too. I think there was a stat that I put on X that Oklahoma was 132nd out of 134 Division I football teams in sacks given up. That matters. That 40 matters.
40-plus times.
40-plus times. I mean, that matters. Four times a game. Okay, that matters. I think also having your punter be your best wide receiver probably matters too. That's what they got down to, right? So I think when you look at the tools, I really wasn't impressed with any of the Oklahoma running backs when they came into Jordan-Hare. I think when you look at the tools that will be around, surrounded by him, and he still had a 4-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He took care of the football. He ran, his legs are dynamic. I mean, the way he runs the football, he's got a strong arm. He's got a quick release. I think there's variables and intangibles that lead to somebody being the way they are. And I think the floor is higher than even people want to give it credit for. So I'm all in on this, and I feel very good about it and the direction the quarterback room is heading if Auburn gets, as we know, a one or two more in the portal.
For sure. Taylor, how are you feeling?
I feel good about it as well. I think heading into the portal, this portal window opening up, everyone was talking about, you know, a big name. We're going to make a splash at quarterback. But at the end of the day, you know, it has to be. And I think that, I mean, he was a consensus five-star coming out of high school. So that has to mean something. And you have a limited number of options. You know, you only have the options that are presented in front of you. And I think given what Auburn had the opportunity to get, I think that he is the best option right now. I think also something which you could say the same thing about Peyton Thorne, but getting benched and then coming back and improving, you know, you're not hanging your head. You're still preparing to where when your team needs you to get back out on the field, you're ready to do so. I think mental toughness is, you know, plays a big role in this.
True.
And I like it. I'm supportive of it. And I think he can do good things. Maybe he'll be our Bo Nix.
There you go. So this was my initial thought is, and I'm going to take a victory lap for a second because I got on thebarnauburn.com. And before all of this stuff really started heating up, I said, people are going to accuse me of jumping on whatever quarterback pops. They're going to say whatever quarterback Auburn picks, Charlie Five, Kyle's going to say the greatest things about him. Kyle's going to pump him up. I said, I'm going to go ahead and get out in front of this. And I'm going to say that of everybody that's in the portal, I like Jackson Arnold the most. And this is my take. If you gave Hugh Freeze a ball of clay and said, I want you to take this ball of clay and build the most ideal quarterback that you can possibly build, I don't think it's going to end up being much difference from a trait perspective, from an athletic ability perspective, as Jackson Arnold. I feel like he is just he's kind of tailor-made for this system. He's run the RPOs like at a high level in high school. And then he went to play for Jeff Lebby, who factors a ton of that into his offense when he was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. And then he obviously leaves and the new offense doesn't have a lot of that. And you know, all the discombobulation of last year, I don't really hold that a lot against him. But I just think that of all the things that he does and all the traits that he has, I don't know that there is a bigger – I don't know that there's a better fit. Definitely of those that are declared in the portal, I know there's probably some unicorns out there that you could probably pick that might be a better fit. But overall, I feel like he is the best he's the best fit for this offense and what Hugh Freeze wants to do. And Hugh put a lot of effort into it. So you get your guy in, you get him signed. I think that's the goal. Got a super chat from BB Groover. QB, LT, quarterback, left tackle, running back, and punter is a great weekend. War Eagle, y'all. Jackson Arnold will win the Heisman at Auburn. Mark my words. Buddy, I hope you're right.
I wouldn't complain.
would not be mad about that.
I want to say this too, Kyle and Taylor. One of the things that kind of bothered me about this whole process over the weekend was the schizophrenia that some of the Auburn fan base had with this. If Jackson Arnold would have left campus, we started hearing it late Friday night when people thought, and there were reports that he was going to Mississippi State for a visit Saturday. People lost their minds. Oh, Hugh Freeze can't close. He let a quarterback get off campus. Yeah. And then the next morning, he puts pen to paper, and some of those same people are like, oh, this is a reach. This is a stretch. You can't win. If he would have left without signing, it would have been considered a failure.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, they get him, and it's, well – he's gambling. He has a high ceiling, but I mean, just look, let it play. The intangibles are so much there. And he did look a little different to me under Lebby. And it was only one game, but it was a bowl game against Arizona that I watched particularly close as a freshman. And he looked really good. He threw some picks, but he looked really good under Lebby, completely different than he did under the Oklahoma offensive coordinator that I think got fired. This year that he had to play under. So
we'll have to even look at that, because it may have been where Lebby was not there for the bowl game. Like he went there for Lebby. I don't know.
Right.
I can't remember the timeline, but
it was Lebby's system, right? Maybe it was Lebby's system that they used in the bowl game.
Yeah, I'm sure they still ran a version of Lebby's system, but I mean, geez, he threw for 360 yards his very first true real action in a bowl game, where I'm sure probably lots of his starters were sitting or had you know, whatever, because it was one of those bowl games that nobody really cares about. But all in all, I dig it. I like it. I like that he's here, or I like that he's already signed. He's enrolling early, and he'll get to work as soon as he gets here.
This is one other important thing I want to say. Yep. It was the Alamo Bowl, and Arizona did not have anybody opt out in that game. Defensively, they started everybody that was their frontline starters because they wanted to get to 10 wins. So he did that against a team that won 10 win, had 10 wins and played all its starters. That matters.
Bowl games, a lot of times it's less about the name on the jersey and which team wants to be there more. And Arizona definitely wanted to be there for that. Look, it's not – obviously Jackson's the headliner, but honestly, the real headliner should be Xavier Chaplin, who just committed – and signed a couple of hours before we jumped on tonight. So starting left tackle for 2 years, I believe, at Virginia Tech, had over 315 pass snaps this year, only gave up two snaps, their highest graded offensive lineman, the number one offensive tackle in the portal. The offensive tackle has been somewhat of a legend here at Auburn. They just exist in theory. We can't get them. And Will Redmond and crew targeted him. It was kind of kept a little bit quiet on who their number one guy was. We talked about it on the barn a couple of days before he showed up. Hey, this is the guy to watch. This is the guy that's the number one target. He comes in on Saturday and he signs on Sunday. The quarterback does not matter. If you don't have a left tackle, the quarterback, you could have gotten the best quarterback out there. It does not matter if you don't get the pieces around him on the offensive line. And this guy is legit. This guy is the first guy that they targeted, and they got him. I think it's big. Taylor, talk about the impact of adding Xavier and just what this does for the offensive line and the offense.
I think a lot of people are talking about, in terms of Jackson Arnold last season, the fact that I think every single wide receiver that they had on the roster was hurt. that's being talked about a lot in terms of trying to, you know, make yourself feel a little bit better about some of the numbers that you'll find on a stat book when you look at Jackson Arnold. But they were also working with a little bit of a patchwork offensive line. So he kind of had, you know, it was a disaster for him offensively. And a lot of times, you know, injuries, you can't help that. But like you said, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is if you don't have a talented guy here. And I think that it was very important that they got the guy that they wanted on campus. And then he's not taking any more visits. He's locked in. And that's got to make Jackson Arnold feel confident in his decision, because I'm sure some of the conversation that he had with the staff when he was on campus was, okay, what, you know, what are you doing at offensive line? What's that going to look like? Because he knows that he's got the receivers there.
For sure. Dap, how you feeling, man?
Man, to me, I think Auburn did not get the best offensive tackle in the portal last year. Hmm. You know, we were all high on Percy Lewis, and I was one of those. I drank the Kool-Aid on that. But this is a no-doubter, a no-brainer. When you look at a kid that gave up two sacks the whole year, he was a sophomore last year. They got the best offensive tackle. And by the way, he's a left tackle, which is the most important in the portal. And I think when you do that, you solidify then that announcement, you know, coinciding with yesterday, Dylan Wade saying he was coming back. You really have now solidified two positions. And I think that I don't think Auburn's done, by the way, in the portal along the offensive line. I wouldn't surprise me if they took another tackle to play right tackle or another guard, whatever. But they got what they needed right now, and they got the best of according to scouting services and all that. So, man, if you are able to not have a patchwork offensive line, like Taylor said, and have a lot of guys coming back and have a plug and play left tackle that could be all SEC caliber, it's going to look completely different, I believe, next year.
100%. And look, Percy, I know we got excited about Percy, but I mean, if we weren't bugging and we looked at it, I mean, he wasn't even the starter at Mississippi State. So like he was a talented guy that got some reps, and we had higher left tackle targets above them, but we could never get them to campus. They committed before they actually got here. So then it's like, we just got to have somebody. I think maybe we talked ourselves into the upside of Percy. There were some other folks that were even outside of Auburn though, that were singing his praises as well. And it just didn't work out. So, but this is different because this was your top target. This was the number one guy that you singled out. If we can get one offensive tackle, that's the guy we want. And they went and got him. I think that's huge. I think it's massive. And he's massive. 6'7", 325, 330. Oh. Big old long boy. He is going to be a nice little bookend on there on the left side. And like you said, Daryl, with Dylan Wade coming back, with Jeremiah Wright coming back, if nothing else, you got so much competition now. You got so much competition, which makes you that much better. Dylan Wade could slide out to right tackle if you don't bring anybody else in. Like, there's just so many different options now that you know you got that one side locked in. Running back. This was an interesting one because I didn't feel like Auburn was really in a position to go get, like, the best running back out there, because you have two really good guys and you don't want to lose either one of them in Damari Austin and Jeremiah Cobb. So you find Darrell Robinson, who was the first running back you bring in from UConn. He was a true freshman last year, so he'll be playing as a true sophomore, which perfectly stair-steps the running back room. You got a senior, you got a junior, you got a sophomore, and now you have a true freshman, maybe another true freshman coming in February. I just feel like the size this kid has, the different skill set that he sort of brings to the table, and then the age part of it, I just feel like this is the perfect person that you could pluck out of the portal to fill this spot. Dat, what do you think about Darrell? We know you love him. But overall, as a player, as a running back, what do you think about Darrell Robinson?
Well, you've hit all the key points that I wanted to touch on. I mean, that, you know, I love the size. I love his age. I love that he's going to only be a sophomore. I love the fact that he averaged 7 yards a carry. So this isn't a guy that had a heavy, heavy workload as a freshman that's going to come in banged up and all bodied. I mean, he made the most out of his carries with his almost 800 yards and 8 touchdowns almost 7 yards a carry, 6.8 exactly, is ideal. And I think what you're going to end up having to do is this running back room will be – there will be a definitive number one. I don't know who that is at this point. But I do believe the touches and the carries will be equitable. It will be a little bit of a running back by committee. I don't think the workload, although I still feel like we didn't give Hunter enough carries. I get that. But I'm saying as a percentage of the running backs that got carries, I still feel like Hunter had the most by a long shot as far as percentage-wise. I think that's going to be a little bit more spread out. But I do believe there's going to be different spots in games where you're going to need different change of pace backs for different moments. Maybe in the red zone, a guy that's 6'1", 200, you finally give him the ball and let him go. Maybe in certain, you know, out of the flat, screen pass. I think that Auburn's going to be versatile enough to be able to use these running backs in roles that are going to be best suited in different phases of the game. And I think that's what excites me the most.
I dig it. Taylor, 6.8. We'll round up to 7 yards.
That's
per carry.
What I want to do. Yeah.
Like we'll round GPA. Up to 7. Taylor, how does 7 yards a carry make you feel?
That makes me feel really good. Well, where was Jarquez at? He was at 6, 7 something, right?
He was in the sixes, I believe. Six? He was stud.
Okay. Because that was talked about a lot, you know, when everyone wanted him to get the ball every single offensive possession. But last week, again, when we talked, I'm pretty sure my answer to the question of who I felt was most important to get out of the portal was a running back. And this is a little bit different of a direction than I thought we would go, because I thought we would go with a little bit of an older guy. I know that we still have Jeremiah Cobb and Damari Austin, but because we have Alvin Henderson coming in and then potentially the reclassification of Omar Mapson, I kind of figured we would go with someone a little bit older, but I'm happy with it. I'm pleased. I'm excited. And I'm glad that Jeremiah Cobb and Damari are still on the roster.
We got a super chat real quick. I'm not sure what it means, though. Does anybody know what this means? Daniel Rudd, the low taper fade mean is also massive. I don't know what that means, but want to give him a shout out for the super chat. Yeah, obviously those three pickups were great, and then you get your punter, another Aussie punter. We're basically like a home away from home for Australian punters. And Hudson, I'm just going to go with CAC. It's got two A's in it. We're going to stretch it out. Go with CAC from Oklahoma State. Auburn needed a punter. I know some people will say they need a place kicker as well. I think they're going to wait till the spring portal for a place kicker. But just Oscar struggled a little bit last year, but he graduated, so you had to bring in somebody. You got John Allen McGuire, true freshman from Thompson, who's by all accounts is going to be great. Adding a punter is big. Special teams definitely need some improvement, and I think this one will help.
Auburn got used to and was spoiled with having special teams win them some football games. But I will say this, it's been a long time since they've had a dominant punter, somebody that flipped the field, somebody who, you know, could get you out of trouble. And Oscar Chapman struggled this year. Everyone wanted to talk about the field goals and the missed field goals inside the 30. There were times where Chapman's punts just gave the opposition field position that was golden. And I think people need to understand what kind of toll that takes on a young defense. So I was glad to see it. 42 yards a punt is what I saw. But I think I saw a stat that I really liked about how many times he pinned somebody inside the 10. So I like it. I think special teams needs to get back to being special again for Auburn to win some games. And this is a step in the right direction.
Sidebar really quick. I know that return yards given up on a punt, I know you want that to be as close to zero as you possibly can, but I want my punter and I want punters from now on. I just want to start kicking the crap out of it. Just kick
exactly.
It. Like, let's stop this, kick it high and eliminate the return. Kick that thing as far as you possibly can every single time. If they get a touch, if it's a touchback, who cares? I still think about J.P. Scott. Was it J.P. Scott from Alabama?
J.K. Scott.
Yeah, that dude, it didn't matter where he was on the field. He was launching that thing as far as he possibly could. I want to get back to that. I do like the rugby kick, but I mean, let's get it out there. Let's get some hang time. Let's get it out there. And then just you're recruiting really well, so you should have some really good athletes on the punt team. So let's make some plays, but kick that thing. I'm tired of these 35, 40-yard punts. Like, let's send it. All right, so we got four guys in. There's more to come. I think Auburn's probably looking somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 more. Probably you're going to add. What is your what's left that you really, really want? What's left is like your most desired position. You could name a player, a specific player, or it could just be a position group. Taylor, what is the one left on your list that you're really, really hoping Auburn goes big on?
The one that I'm most interested in seeing how it plays out is receiver. One, because of how big of an impact Keandre Lambert-Smith had last season. I mean, what more could we have asked from the guy? And there have been a few names floating around. We obviously have a lot of talented young guys that everyone loves, the whole 2024 class. But I'm just interested to see where they go there and what kind of veteran guy ends up coming in.
For sure. Dat, what about you? Maybe Eric Singleton Jr. could fill that role or somebody like that.
CJ Daniels. I like that pick, Taylor, a lot. So I won't copy it. I won't duplicate it. I'm going to go with some interior defensive linemen. I think Auburn needs some guys in the middle. I know we talk about edge a lot. I know that they've had a couple in or whatever. They're targeting some. But I think Auburn needs to get some more interior defensive linemen because I feel really good about the outside guys that Auburn has returning, that Auburn got, you know, obviously in recruiting. But Blockton's a dog. I like him. But I think they need to get some more guys to go alongside him, some veteran guys, and I think it's a big need.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you don't have a true nose tackle. Like, you don't have a Jason Jones, and Jason Jones declared for the NFL draft. Isaiah Rakes graduated. You don't have that big guy right in the middle. So, I'm with you. That's a very important – you got a bunch of really athletic defensive linemen, but do you have that plugger, that guy that just sits down in the middle and can eat up blocks? I don't know that we have that guy on the roster right now, so that is definitely going to be one – to play out. I think as bowl games also, there's guys that are in the portal that are probably still playing in their bowl games. And some of them are this week, you know, and then those guys will probably kick back into gear as far as getting the recruiting process out of the portal. Once those things played up, maybe that's a position we can hit there. I agree. I think you need at least one, if not two of those guys. I'm not going to steal her thunder, but I'm leaning on wide receiver as well. I think you have a really good core of young guys, but you need that one. I think you just need one, really honestly, maybe just one steady guy. I think they may be looking for two, but Eric Singleton Jr. or CJ Daniels would be great there. I like Eric Singleton Jr. a little bit more just because of his versatility. And one thing about Eric and one thing about CJ, everybody freaked out because they left campus without committing. And I think both of them have told us like before they even got here, we're taking all our visits. We're doing this whole thing. Eric Singleton Jr. He signed with, he was committed to Western Kentucky for his whole high school year. And then he flipped to Georgia Tech right at the end. So he didn't really have a recruiting process. He went to Ole Miss right after Auburn. And everybody's like, well, he's going to get him. That's it. If you go to Ole Miss, they get you. Well, he left there and he went to, I think maybe Miami next, and then he's going to Texas after that. So he's doing what he said he's doing. And then CJ Daniels is doing the same thing. And CJ basically told us, hey, I got money. I got paid. So I'm not worried about NIL. I'm looking for the depth chart and the best situation. And I think Auburn's situation is really, really good for him. Great role to step in as that outside guy that I think he could play and make an impact. I think you got to add somebody. And then obviously quarterback. we had the surprise today yesterday with Walker White. So surprising. He surprised the graphics team because the graphic that will live in infamy, the greatest, what was it? The highest rated quarterback room we've ever had. And he was on the graphic. And then literally within an hour, he's gone. I guess I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's been, you know, Auburn's kind of moving in the right direction. You've added a bunch of guys. But, I mean, this is something that's kind of sad because I had high hopes. I know we all had high hopes for Walker. Just talk your first, I guess, thoughts that come to mind there and how you're feeling. I know, I mean, you go from having to add one quarterback to now you may have to add two. Taylor, just talk about Walker White and I guess the hole Auburn's got to dig themselves out of now as far as filling this quarterback room. No quarterback that was on the roster last year is going to be on the roster this year. That's insane.
It was very unexpected. Like you said, I don't think anyone was expecting it. But when I opened Twitter on my phone, I was like, let me make sure that this isn't one of these troll accounts that's trying to stir things up. But especially after, you know, Holden was the first one to go. After Hank entered the portal, that made me feel even more confident in Walker staying, because that's one, you know, less guy that had been there longer than he had, I guess, in the hierarchy of the depth chart last year. Hank was QB2. Walker was on the scout team. I was very, very surprised, and it made me sad because I like him. I like Walker a lot. I think he's a great guy. He's just looking for playing time sooner, which I don't blame him. I wish him the best, but I was very surprised. And I am now, I know that we have the Stanford quarterback. I believe he's on campus right now visiting.
Yeah, but, Ashton Daniels.
Yes, but after adding two quarterbacks, adding three quarterbacks from the portal, or I feel like that's two very different games. So sure. I will be interested to see where we go with that.
Depp, what do you think, man?
Well, I miss, and it still remains to be seen. This scenario could still play out. I mean, initially I speculated that Auburn would go get a one-year guy in the portal to play quarterback, right? A bridge, a guy that could come in right away that had 3 years under his belt, could make an immediate impact, was a program changer. And under that scenario, I felt like Walker White was never portal, because then 2026 would be him and Deuce Knight battling it out. When Jackson Arnold signed, it changed the dynamics of that a little bit, because he's got two more years, right? I mean, he's sure. got 2 years. Now you're talking about having to wait until 2027, perhaps, to get a shot. Again, we don't know what Auburn's going to do. Daniels could be one. They could be waiting for somebody that's in the college football playoff. We don't know that for sure. I mean, so that ship still hasn't sailed yet. But I think the dynamic changed when Auburn committed to a kid that had a couple years left instead of a one-hit wonder that was just going to be a bridge and then was going to go on to the NFL. That changed the dynamic for Walker White. Still surprised, still extremely disappointed, because the intangibles and the tools in the tool belt were all there. And so, yeah, it really leaves Auburn really blindsided by that, because the quarterback room, I think that you have no choice but to get two more. And even if it's a guy like we talked about before, Kyle, where it's a group of five backup that could provide some depth or something like that.
Or a JUCO guy.
A JUCO guy. You got to have four in the room. And I say that, but that's just how college football's changed. I remember watching college football and growing up, you only ever heard three in a room. I mean, that's all you really knew about, right? But it's just different now. It's a different age.
Sure. I was bummed. I think the biggest – because he and Jackson Arnold are so similar. You know what I mean? Like, Walker's a little bit bigger, but their games are so similar. So, like, what a seamless transition that could be. Like, especially if one gets hurt. I mean, it's almost the same guy going in. Like, you got two very similar guys out there. I don't get it. I got so many things that I could say about quarterback recruiting out of high school in general, but I'll save that for another show. Overall, Auburn's got to get at least they're definitely going to get one more quarterback. Like you, Taylor said, Ashton Daniels is here right now, and I think I'm hearing it could be that he doesn't get here until June, though. I think he's about to graduate from Stanford, so – if you're close at graduating from Stanford, you definitely want to do that. So
absolutely.
So yeah, he may not even be here through spring. If he does commit and sign. So like what kind of, I mean, you got to get guys here for, I feel like you need more than two dudes here for spring. I feel like you need some more bodies here to play quarterback. So it's a pickle that I don't think they expected to be in, definitely didn't expect to be in. And they're going to have to dig their way out of it. So we'll see what happens there, but I think overall, I feel good about the direction. I don't think the commits are done. I think you'll have another run here pretty soon. Probably a couple of defensive back, maybe two over this next week. Maybe some defensive linemen, and then let's see what happens once Eric Singleton Jr. and CJ finish off all their visits. Because I think you're in a really good spot with one, if not both of those guys. Now, I don't know if they'll both come, but I think you feel really good about having at least one of those guys. So other than that, we'll just have to see what happens this week. It should be a lot more action. Hopefully there's no more surprises. I'm over surprises. I think Auburn's done pretty well so far up until the Walker White thing. So hopefully no more surprises. Any last thoughts, Daryl? Any last thoughts before we jump off?
Yeah, I think that another thing to think about is we see these names and we hear these names, but people are still going to be entering the portal after these bowl games start happening.
Correct.
These mid-tier bowl games over the next 2 weeks.
Playoff
games. The first rounds of the college football playoffs start next weekend. The people that get eliminated. So even if a Singleton or a C.J. Daniels or someone like that, who I know Auburn has its eye on, people need to remember, just be patient. That there's still names they're going to pop. I mean, the Army running back that went in just shocked me. I don't know how that works, how you leave a service academy. I think you have to go to jail first. You're like AWOL, aren't you? If you leave a service academy, don't they come find you down and put you in the brig? But I think we're going to see a lot more of that. So remember now, the next 2 weeks, and then you have, what is it, Taylor? You mentioned it on X, where you have that 5 or 6 days after your bowl game ends to still get in the portal. That extends some people that could jump in. Oh, wow. So, yeah.
I didn't think about that. Taylor, last thoughts, final thoughts, anything you got left in the tank?
I think I feel very good about where we are right now in terms of progress that's being made, as well as the guys that have already signed. And last year, when it comes to quarterback, you know, there's the talk of what if there is a guy that's in the playoffs right now. Last year, our whole issue with how the staff went about the first portal window was we waited and we saw how that turned out. So I think everyone needs to just trust the process. I'm speaking to myself as well, you know, not freak out, because Will Redmond, this is what he's built for. This is what he's here for. And they have a plan. And I think that everyone is pleased with the results up until this point. Obviously, there's still time to go and there are still additions to be had. So I feel good about where we are. And I'm interested to see what happens with wide receiver and quarterback both.
Yep. Every time I get a little bit nervous, Will Redmond reels me back in with a big name. So definitely trust Will. This is what he does. This is why you bring him in. This is why you bring him in February to pick out the top targets and get him. Guys, thanks for joining. Thanks for jumping on. Taylor, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at TaylorCornTNR, and then I am behind all of the Next Round social media. So at Next Round Live on all of the platforms, and we will have a lot of basketball coverage coming up now that football is winding down too. So
yes,
follow us wherever Dap, you can.
Dap, where can they find you, bud?
Find me on X, Dap6410. I'm on Locked On Auburn 3 times a week. Do the basketball live shows with Zach when the games are over. I'll be covering for the Barn. I'm doing the game against Georgia State. We've got be credentialed for that. So I'll be doing a little bit of a DAP recap after that game in the Barn. But yeah, you can find me on the podcast Locked On Auburn with Zach 3 times a week.
Absolutely. You know where to find me, just anywhere you get a podcast. I'll be there. So guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. It's another episode of the Barn. The Top Button podcast. Got too many podcasts going on. Y'all have a great evening and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. And drive home safely.